I'm going to probably throw a little monkey wrench, but I think we're all sitting here saying, I don't really want a name for myself. I don't really want a name for myself. I'm not really looking for people to pat me on the back. I don't really do that. And for 90% of the time, you're probably right. We know that that's a bad attitude. And so we wouldn't say that or we wouldn't think that. And I think, and I would probably say that most of us would not feel that we do things for the pat on the back, for the attaboy, for the, you know, recognition. But I think if we really want to tie this back to what we had on Sunday, one of the things that we have to really reckon with, and which is the way the world splashes on us this polluted, corrupted idea. And it may not be that I want recognition. It just might be it's about me. It's about me. I don't want to do something, or I want to do something. One of the verses that really, you know, challenged me as we were looking at this is the example of the Lord Jesus. He says, the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto. We like to be served. So I may not want to be big, but I want people to do things for me. I want people to... I'm at the center of the world, and that's really what this whole thing is about. It's about whether or not I have recognize that I am crucified, I am dead, and now I am God's workmanship created unto doing something that's outside of myself. That it's not about me anymore. You see, we could walk out of here saying, well, I don't think I'm looking for somebody to, you know, pat me on the back and be great or to be big in this world. But if the fact of the matter is all I'm thinking about is me, I haven't learned and I'm still affected by the philosophy of the world. The philosophy of the world says my existence and my purpose is to satisfy me. What we're trying to get us to understand, just like the Lord Jesus Christ said, I'm not here to be ministered to be served. That what have you done for me today? You know, popular culture tells us, what have you done for me lately? It's about, he said, I came to minister. And that word is to serve. That what it is that I am outside of my self-centered perspective and realize that God has done a work. God is sovereign over things. He's orchestrating all things. He's placed me where he has placed me, whether in my employment, whether in school, wherever it is that he has orchestrated me to be there to represent his interests. And I'm here to serve him in that regard.
Before we go any further, I just want to tie in something that you were just talking about just now. And this isn't my thought. This was Sister handed this note to me, and she pointed out verses in 1 Peter. And I think it ties in, just glancing at it as you were speaking, I think it ties in perfectly what you were just talking about. 1 Peter chapter 4. Verses 10 and 11. Mm-hmm. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
I recently heard a sermon around service, and one of the stories that was told to help to illustrate that was several years ago when our society was, you know, really based on trade via shipping, they had in a lot of these coastal towns what they call rescue societies, where if there were anyone that was lost at sea or anyone that had any issues, that there would be people who would come together to go out and to help and to, you know, basically rescue those who were having trouble at sea. And as time went by, those establishments that used to be known as rescue societies over time became what we know now as yacht clubs. So initially organizations that were focused on helping others over time became so focused on the people that are in our group, over time became so satisfied with where they were that now it's more of a social gathering where they're focused on the other folks that are part of our club, but have lost sight of their original purpose, which was to go out and to help those who were lost. And the connection was made by the speaker was that, you know, that's the danger for us as the church, that we had the tendency to lose sight of the need to serve those, whether in the fellowship or outside the fellowship, and then also to evangelize. So even the verse that was first mentioned that kicked off the study, which was in James, you know, I always find it wonderful how simple the Lord keeps it for us in terms of what he's looking for in our lives. If I can find that passage, I think we were, it was in James chapter 1, where it's, as I'm finding it out, it's James chapter 1, verse 27, that says, "Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this." So there's two things that he says: to look after the orphans and widows in their distress, that's one, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. So there's that external aspect in terms of serving the widows and the fatherless. And then there's also the internal aspect of keeping myself from sin. And so both are correct. But oftentimes the danger, I think, at least for potentially for our fellowship, is we focus so much on potentially on keeping myself pure and not polluted from the world, and focus on the second aspect and forget the first. There's also a lot of danger, and you see this potentially more susceptible to other groups of Christians, where they may focus on the first piece, which is serving, and they may lose sight of the separation and those things. But I think there's the Lord wants both from us, the internal and the external.
I know time is getting by. Yeah. I have some questions, quick questions. The difference between abilities, talents, gifts, could someone help us with that? I mean, if you go back to Matthew 25, and we don't have the time to go in detail, Matthew 25, verses 14 and onwards, it speaks about the parable of the talents and so on. Because if you're talking about serving the Lord, he obviously he gives us different maybe talents, abilities, gifts. And we are at a stage where we need to figure out what is it that he wants me to do. So I just would like to know, help us, what are the difference between talents, abilities, gifts, and so on?